Beth was sitting at an airport terminal, surrounded by people she didn't know, waiting to board her flight. She pulled out her Bible and started reading when all of a sudden she felt as if the other people were looking at her. She looked up but realized they were looking just over her head at something right behind her. She turned around to see what everyone was looking at and saw a flight attendant pushing a wheelchair with an old man sitting in it. She immediately thought he had to be the ugliest man she had ever seen before. He had long, white hair that was all tangled, such a mess. His face was really wrinkled, and he didn't look friendly at all. She didn't know why, but she felt drawn to the man and thought at first that God wanted her to witness to him. In her mind, she was praying, "Oh God, please, not now, not here." No matter what she did, she couldn't get the man off her mind, and all of a sudden, she knew what God wanted her to do. She was supposed to brush this old man's hair. She went and knelt down in front of the old man and said, "Sir, may I have the honor of brushing your hair for you?" He said, "What?" She thought, "Oh, great, he's hard of hearing." Again, a little louder, she said, "Sir, may I have the honor of brushing your hair for you?" He answered, "If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to speak up. I'm practically deaf." So this time she was almost yelling, "Sir, may I please have the honor of brushing your hair for you?" By now, everyone was watching to see what his response would be. The old man just looked at her confused and said, "Well, I guess if you really want to." She said, "I don't even have a brush, but I thought I would ask anyway." He said, "Look in the bag hanging on the back of my chair. There's a brush in there." Beth got the brush, started brushing his hair. She has a little girl with long hair, so she's had lots of practice getting tangles out and knew how to be gentle with him. She worked for a long time until every last tangle was out. Just as she was finishing up, she heard the old man crying. She put her hands on his knees, kneeling in front of him again, and looked directly into his eyes and said, "Sir, do you know Jesus?" He answered, "Yes, of course I know Jesus. You see, my bride told me she couldn't marry me unless I knew him. So I learned all about Jesus and asked him to come into my heart many years ago before I married my bride." He continued, "You know, I'm on my way home to go and see my wife. I've been in the hospital for a long time and had to have a special surgery in this town far from my home. My wife couldn't come with me because she's so frail herself." He said, "I was so worried about how terrible my hair looked, and I didn't want her to see me looking so awful, but I couldn't brush my hair all by myself." Tears were rolling down his cheeks as he thanked Beth for brushing his hair. He thanked her over and over again. She was crying, people all around witnessing it were crying, and as they were all boarding the plane, the attendant, who was also crying, stopped her and asked, "Why did you do that?" And right there was the opportunity. The door had been opened to share the love of God with someone else. We don't always understand God's ways, but be ready. He may use us to meet the need of someone else, like he met the need of this old man, while in that same moment, calling out to a lost soul who needed to know about his love.